Today's Shir Masechta Pesachim, Dav Gimel. We will begin on Dav Beis Amud Beis, the last words, Meisvei Mazutra. We had begun, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the new Masechta, Masechta Pesachim. Masechta Pesachim began with the words, Or La Ba'asar. And when we learned the word Or La Ba'asar, the Gemara quoted in Machlokes Rav Huna of Yehuda, what is the definition of the word Or? Does it mean day or does it mean night? We had concluded that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is the correct opinion and that Or means night. Or La Ba'asar, the night of Pesach, the night of Erev Pesach, is when we do Bedikas Chametz. But now the Gemara continues to bring different, the Gemara already did in the previous year, in our year today, the Gemara continues to bring different proof that the word Or cannot possibly mean day, like Rav Huna said. Ma'isvei Mazutra. So Mazutra asked the following question. We know that the Torah Kedoshah teaches us, Isha Kitzizriya, if a woman has a baby. And before we even go any further, it's very important to emphasize that the halacha that the Torah teaches us about when a woman has a baby boy or a baby girl is all the halacha only midaraisa. These halachas are not what is the halacha b'zman hazeh. So the halacha is that if a woman has a baby boy, she's tamei no matter what for the first 7 days after she has that child. And for the next 33 days, she is tahor no matter what. After those 40 days are up, that's when she has to bring a carbon yoledes. The carbon yoledes depends on the woman's financial situation. If she is a wealthy person, she brings a keves la'oila and a tar abeinyoina l'chatos. And if she can't afford it, she brings two birds, echa la'oila, one for an oila, one for a chatos. By a girl, everything doubles. So if she's tamei, no matter what, for the first 14 days, and then she's tar no matter what for the next 66 days till day 80. And then afterwards, she has to bring her carbon. If a woman, by the 40 days of a boy, or by the 80 days of a girl, during those 40 or 80 days, she miscarries, and now she is technically a yoledes again, the halacha is that she doesn't have to bring a separate carbon for that miscarriage, for that leida. She brings one carbon for both. She brings one carbon for both. However, if she miscarries after day 81 by a girl, even if she had not yet brought her karbonis, the halacha is she has to bring a separate set of karbonis for that miscarriage, for that separate leida. The discussion that our Gemara begins with is a Mishnah Masechta Nida Dav Zayin Amud Beis, where a woman miscarried on the night after 80, the night between day 80 and day 81. Says the Mishnah, Hamapelos Or L'Shmeinim V'Echot, a woman miscarried going into day 81, B'Shem and Paitrim. B'Shem says she doesn't have to bring a second carbon. The one carbon she's going to bring for the first later will cover that as well. Beisil mechayven. Beisil says she does have to bring a separate carbon. And says the Gemara, Amalam Beisil l'Beishamai. Beisil commented to Beishamai, Maishnol or Shmoyne v'Echad, Miyoyim Shmoyne v'Echad. What's the difference between day 81 and day 81? Im Shiva lol inyan tumba. If we're saying that night, as we said in our introductory remarks, certainly on that night, if she sees dam, she would be tamei. The din that we said that any dam she sees during those 80 days of a girl is dam tar is certainly no longer relevant. It's after the day 80 days are up. So if, as far as Hilchas Tum is concerned, her time is up, La yishva la linya carbon. Similarly, as far as Hilchas carbon is concerned, it's already a new phase in her life. And since it's a new phase in her life, she should have to bring a carbon if she has a miscarriage that night. In learning the Gemara Masechet Nida, Beis Shammai responds that the night and the day are not the same. Because by day, day 81, is a time when she could already bring another carbon. Karbanos cannot be brought at night. The carbon of a woman who had a baby girl, she has to wait till day 81 to bring the carbon, because such a carbon certainly may not be brought at night. However, as far as Hilchas Tumah is concerned, she can become Tamei at night. To which Beis Hillel says, the Tumah is what creates the carbon. The fact that the carbon can't actually be brought is no more than a technicality. And therefore, the halacha is that she, if she sees, if she has laid that night, she has to, if she has a, if she's miscarriage that night, she has to bring a separate carbon. And as the Rambam explains, the basis of the machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel's opinion is that since the dam tohor is no longer, she no longer has dam tohor, as we explained, the 80 days are up. So that means that first Leda is over. And once the first Leda is over, so if she has another miscarriage, Rachman al-Tzlan, she's going to have to bring a separate carbon. Beis Shammai's opinion is that, let's say she had a miscarriage during those 80 days. So after the miscarriage, she would have to wait 7 days if it was a boy, 14 days if it was a girl, and to be able to resume the Yimei Toyar. But still, even though the Yimei Toyar end, the day of Tardiga blood end, she still doesn't bring a separate carbon. So says Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, from that we see that the two halachas don't travel together. But as far as our Gemara is concerned, what do we see, says the Gemara? Mid the Kamri, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, we find Beis Hillel saying to Beis Shammai, Mashna or Shmanim Yechad, Miyoyim Shmanim Echad. So Or Shmanim Echad must be the night, because the day is called Yom Shmanim Echad. So again, from here we have a very clear proof that Or Urtahu, that when the Tana uses the word Or, he means night. Shmamina, a very compelling raya that Or means night. The Gemara brings another raya that Or means night, not day. The pasuk says that a karm shlamim are eaten shnei yomim v'layla echad, 2 days and one night. Yochel, I would think, begins the brisa, yeinechel or l'shlishi, it should be eaten not just 2 days and one night, but 2 days and two nights. And dinhu will make the following logical assumption. Zvachim nechama yom echad, carbon toid is eaten 1 day, v'shlam nechama shnei yomim. And we always explain that the reason the Torah, even though carbon toid is a form of a carbon shlamim, this, the carbon shlamim is brought, is the carbon toida form is only eaten one day. Why? Because just like we explained, the carbon toida is unique, that with the carbon toida, you needed to bring 40 chalas. What is the Torah? And four of them are given to the kahanim, and the rest are eaten by the people who brought the carbon. Now, there's no way that people could eat up so many chalas and so much meat only in 1 day. So what's the pshat? The Torah specifically wanted that the Karban Toidah, which is brought as a thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he did, for the nisim that he did for this individual, should be brought in a public manner. How will it be done in a public manner? If it has to be eaten up quickly, you'll have to invite many guests. And that will cause a public haidah, a public thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So goes back to Gemara. Then uzvachim nechal meyoyim echad. A karm toid is eaten for 1 day. V'shlam nechal meshnayom. And a karm shlam is eaten for 2 days. Ma'alahalan, when we speak about the karm toid, laila achra yoyim, the night after the day in which we may eat it, it's eaten. Afkan, we should perhaps say, laila achra yoyim. Since we could eat the karm shlam on the second day, we should be able to eat the karm also on the second night. Tamaloymer, to the pasuk says, "B'yoyim zvachachem yachol v'machrus v'anachrus ad yoyim shlishi." The Torah says, "V'anachrus v'anoyser ad yoyim." By yoyim hu nechel. From here, we learn that the carbon shlamim has to be eaten up by day. Ain a nechel ar shlishi. But that night, the night going into the third day, it no longer may be eaten. Yochel yisarf miyad. So we think that it should be burnt immediately after the 2 days are up. And if there's any noise of any leftover carbon, which, as we just said, may no longer be eaten, it should perhaps have to be burnt immediately. And dinu, and we could logically come to that conclusion. Zvachim nechom yoyim v'lay lechot. A carbon Pesach is eaten one day and one night. Shlomim nechom shna yom v'lay lechot. Malal and tekev l'chilus reifa. If you don't eat up the carbon Pesach by the night of Pesach, you burn it in the morning. Afkan, so too, the halacha should be take of lachila sreifa, burn it that night after the 2 days that on which the carbon shlomim may be eaten. If it wasn't eaten, burn it immediately. Tamloima. So the pasuk says v'noiser mepsar hazavach b'yom hashlishi beis yisarif. You don't burn it immediately, but you don't burn it at night. You burn it by day. What do we see? But what's relevant to our shear, mid the kamer, yeinechel or lishlishi, the Gemara and the Braisa thought that wanted to say that maybe we should be allowed to eat the carbon shlomim into the third day. Alma, so again, from here we see that or means night. Again, shmamino, I'd say, gvaldegaraya. So the Pnei Yeshua asks the obvious question. The halacha actually be a carbon Pesach is that if you didn't eat, the current Pesach we know is brought in Erev Pesach. It's eaten that night, the night of the Seder. If you didn't finish eating it by whatever the Zman is, as we're going to extensively learn in this Masechta, so now you have the first morning of Yontif. The halacha is actually, we're going to learn on Daf Pei Gimel on the base, that you don't burn it at night, nor do you burn it right away in the morning. You wait for the first morning of Chol HaMoed, that's when you burn it. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, we want to learn, the Gemara tried to learn Karban Shlomim from Karban Pesach, that you should have to burn it right away. By Karban Pesach, you don't burn it right away. So why do you want to learn Shlomim from Pesach? So the easiest answer is that really the Torah does want us to burn it right away. There's a technical problem that it's Yontif in the morning, and Yontif in the morning we may not burn something that we don't need for Yontif. But actually, were it not for that reason, of course it should be burnt right away. And that's what the Gemara wanted to say, so too should be the halacha by every carbon shlomim. Another teretz that the Yad David suggests, that not everybody agrees that we wait to burn the noise of the carbon Pesach until Chol HaMoed. That those that we're going to learn, that we burn it right away. Right away in the morning when it becomes noiser, we burn it right away. So therefore, the Gemara's question obviously would therefore be very, very understandable. It's interesting. The Sefer Makor Chaim asks that since we see that Noiser may only be burnt by day, maybe the din that Noiser has to be burnt is a mitzvah seishas man grama, because it's limited to the day. And as we discussed in the end of Masecht Ervin, women are exempt from mitzvah seishas man grama. So Makor Chaim says the isser of noiser is not a mitzvah seishas man grama. The isser of noiser is a lav. The Torah says loisus siru. Eish tisroifu, beish tisarif, is just a way to correct that if you left over noiser, what must you do with it? Burn it. That's not a mitzvah seishas man grama. Toshma, another proof, says the Gemara, that we know that Or means night. The Braisa says, Or Shal Yom Kippurim, on the eve of Yom Kippur, Mispal Sheva. We say Shemon Esrei with seven brachas. And then Misvada, we have to say Vidui. Shachris, by Shachris, Mispal Sheva, Misvada, we say Shemon Esrei with seven brachas, we say Vidui. But Musa Mispal Sheva, Misvada. But Milcha Mispal Sheva, Misvada. But Arvis, Mispal Me'en Shemon Esrei. As the Gemara Masech to Rosh Hashanah teaches us there's a nusach of tefillah called Havinenu, which is an abridged version of tefillah, where you say the first three brachas and the last three brachas, and all of the middle brachas are summarized. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, Amish and Vaisim, Spal Shemon Esrei, Shleimus. The Matzei Yom Kippur, you have to daven a regular Shemon Esrei. Neshe Tzarech Lema Havdol B'chayin Adas. Havdol has to be recited in the Chayin Adas. And the halacha is that in Havinenu, we don't say the bracha of Atachoinen. Because, as the Rabbeinu Yoin explains, if we're going to say at the chayin separately in havinenu, people may come to make the mistake that the chayin is a separate bracha. But the truth is that the chayin is actually not a separate bracha. At the chayin is part of the at the chanotanu is part of at the chayin. So to avoid that mistake, we can't say at the chayin separately. But what do we see from here? That alma or urtahu. Again, isn't this a ride that or means night? Shma mina. And in fact, that's why we say, what's the Gemara's Havimina, that we should say an abridged Shmoneh Esrei Matzah Yom Kippur? So I saw two pshatim. The simple pshat is because people are fasting. And because they're fasting, so that's why they need to be able, we don't want them to have to daven a long Shmoneh Esrei. Another pshat that I saw is since the people are still fasting, it's still to them Yom Kippur. And we just learned that how many brachas are there in the Shemoneh Esrei we recite on Yom Kippur 7 brachas. So Ma'ariv after Yom Kippur is a continuation of Yom Kippur. And just like on Yom Kippur we say 7 brachas, so too do we say Matzah Yom Kippur. If not for the problem of Atuchon Atano. Toshma, the Gemara brings another raya. The Tanner of Shmuel, Leil Abba Osa, Baitin Asa Chometz L'Or HaNer. We do B'dikas Chometz by candlelight 14th night. Alma, so it's very clear that the time for B'dikas Chometz is at night. Alma, we have a very clear proof that our urtahu means the night. Says the Gemara, Ela bein Rav Huna bein Yehuda to kula alma or urtahu. There's no machlokes the arm must be night. V'loy pligi, and there's no machlokes. Everybody certainly agrees that the time for b'dikas chametz is at the evening. Ma ki asrei or ma ka asrei. The definition of the word or is dependent on the place where they lived and the way that they use the word or. Bas Rav Huna, Rav Huna's place, Kari, they called night Nagi, and therefore they night, just like the Mefarshim explained, sometimes we call the person who is blind a Sagi Nor. Sagi Nor means he has a lot of light. He doesn't have a lot of light, he has no light. But it's a euphemism. Bas Rav Huna, Kari, they called it night. So ask the Gemara, now that we've established that our Mishnah that began with the words Or Laba Osar certainly means night, and why did we have to have this entire discussion and question what does Or mean? The Tana the Dom, my Tama, like Tani Laili. Why don't we just say night and we wouldn't have any question? Answers the Gemara, Lishnam Al Yehu. The Tana wanted to use a nice language, Krit Nakat. And that's why Or is a nice language. That's why we used the word Or. So why specifically at the beginning of the Perek do we have to use this nice language? So some explain the reason is Pesach Tvar Chiyoyer, a Pasuk in Tehillim, that when we begin something, we want to begin it on the right foot. So that's why we begin the Masechta with the word Or rather than the word Laila. Another pshat that I saw, that the word Pesach is really a contraction of Pesach. Our mouth is able to speak. In the Mitzrayim, part of the Golus that we experienced in Mitzrayim was not just that we were physically in Mitzrayim, in Golus, but our mouths. We couldn't even say Divrei Torah, we couldn't say Divrei Tefillah. So the whole Geulas Mitzrayim, which this Masechta represents, was that our mouths, our speech, was able to come out of Golus. And therefore it's appropriate to start the Masechta with a proper use of language. But the Ravid has a whole different pshat, and we've discussed the Ravid's approach, that the halacha is that Klal Yisrael, that Or Laba Osir, is not just to teach us that B'dikas Chometz should be done at night, but that B'dikas Chometz should be done at the beginning of the night. So that's why we use the word Or. If it would say Laila, we would think we could do it any time during the night. But as we discussed in our previous year, B'dikas Chometz should be done at the beginning of the night. How is that represented? By saying Or. Rav Tzadik has a different pshat. He says, on Pesach is the time where we became Klal Yisrael. Our yichus of Klal Yisrael was established on Pesach. So Rav Tzadik explains that a person who's a meyuchas, a person who is a pure lineage, speaks differently than a person who is not a pure lineage. And therefore, so on Pesach, where our yichus was established, and somebody of pristine yichus is shown his yichus by the way he speaks, that's why our Masechta is so concerned that it should be said Lashem Alya. And says the Gemara, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, as Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi taught us, Dam Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Loyalam Ayotzi Adam Davim Gunim Epiv. A person should always be careful not to say something not nice from his mouth. Shrehikim Akosiv Shmoina Oisius. We find that the Torah added 8 extra letters. We know every letter in the Torah is precious. V'lohoitzi Davim Gunim Epiv. And rather than saying something not nice, Shekei Nemar, Min HaBehema Tahira, or Min HaBehema Shenen HaTahira, when the Noach was being given instruction which animal should be brought into the table. And instead of saying the word HaTameya, which is 5 letters, it says HaShenena Tahira, which is 13 letters, so we have 8 extra letters. Rapapama, it was actually Teisha. There are actually 9 extra letters. Shekein Nema, the Pasuk says, by somebody who's about Keri, who's Tameh, and the Torah says, Kiyeh B'chai Ish Ashloyeh Tar Mikrei Laila. So instead of saying the word Tamei, which is 3 letters, it says Ashloyeh Tar. Reviram Eser. Tar, it's not 9 letters, it's 10 letters. Because the word Tar is spelled Molei. So you have 10 extra letters instead of using the word Tamei. Revach Bayakvama Sheish Esrei. We find that the Torah adds 16 letters. Shenemar Ki Omer Mikrohu Bilti Tar Kiloi Tar. And the Torah Shol was asking, where was Dovered HaMelech by the Sudas Rosh Chodesh? By the Sudas Rosh Chodesh, all of Shaul's family members and his entire entourage joined for that Suda. And he asked, where's Dovered? It must be that he's Tamei. Instead of saying that he's Tamei, the Pasuk goes and says, Bilti Tor Kiloi Tor, all these extra letters, just to speak in a nice way. Why does the Pasuk use the word Why does the Gemara use the word lo'olam? We're supposed to use Lashon Nekiyah to teach us, says the Ben Yehuda, that whether something was always Tameh, or even was Tar and became Tameh, we always try to use a Lashon Nekiyah. However, the Ben Yehuda says, that's only when you're saying something, you're saying something. So when you say something, as we're learning now, you have to be extremely careful to use a Lashon Nekiyah. But if you're repeating something from somebody else, there, it's not as required that it should be. If you're repeating just something that you heard, then we don't have to be so careful. Says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Lo'olam Yisap Adam Lashon Nekiyah. A person should always be careful to speak in a clean fashion. Sherbizov Karamerkov. We know that there's a very special type of tumma by a zava or a zava, which is known as tumas mishkav amoshev. Something that, if it's something that's designated to sit on or to lay on, and the zav sits or lays on it, it becomes a tumas medrash, which is an avatumma. When the Torah speaks about the animal that a zav lies on, it says merkav. Bisha, it's called Moshev, because women did not ride on an animal in the regular fashion. They rode side saddle. V'aymer, and the Pasuk says, in Iyev, v'tivcha loshna rumim. V'aymer, v'dasfa saibar milalu. A Pasuk in Iyev, that when they speak clearly. My v'aymer, why does the Gemara say all these different psukim? B'chitayma, hanimil b'daraisa. When we're speaking about the Torah, that's where Lashon Nekiyah is so critical. Ava the Rabbanon, by the Rabbanon, we don't have to be so careful. Toshma, the Pasuk says, V'oim v'tivcha Lashon Arumim. Who are the Rumim? Who are the smart people? The Rabbanon. And they have to be careful to use Lashon Nekiyah. V'chitei, Mahani Mila the Rabbanon. Ava Mila the Alma. When we're speaking just a regular conversation, Loi, this halacha does not apply. Whenever we speak, we have to be careful to speak the Lashon Nekiyah. Ask the Gemara, or Beisha like Sibai Merkav, is that true that the Torah doesn't use the word Merkav when a woman is riding on an animal? V'ksiv, the Pasuk says, when Rivka was going to marry Yitzchak, V'takam Rivka v'narseva tekavna ala gemalim. So we see that Rivka tekavna. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Mishum de Susa de Gamalim Urkihi. A camel is very tall, and it's frightening for a woman to sit on that animal side saddle. So even though women normally don't sit on animals regularly, here they do. Viksiv, Ask the Gemara, says another pasuk. V'yikach Moshe es ishtav esponov v'yakive malachamor, and his children, his wife, it says Recheves, and it says the Gemara mishum banim zorchihi. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that indeed only Moshe Rabbeinu's children sat that way, and that's whom the pasuk is referring to. Another pshat is that even Moshe Rabbeinu's wife sat that way, but she was allowed to sit that way because she was taking her children with her. Ask the Rebbe, there's another pasuk. The pasuk in Shmuel that speaks about Avigail, the wife of Novel HaKamali, that comes to meet David. And the pasuk says, "He Recheves al Chamar." So we see that a woman was Recheves. Answers the Gemara, this episode happened at night, and Hosom Mishabisusa Delilah, because it was night, it's common that she should ride that way. Avigail was not scared of the evening. She was scared because she was going to meet David HaMelech, and that's what got her frightened, that she had to sit not side saddle. That wasn't the concern, but the concern was she was going on a mountain, and that caused her to have to ride normally. Ask the Gemara, does the Torah not use the word Tamei? Of course the Torah uses the word Tamei. So what are we saying here? Says the Gemara, we're using both types of language are equal. So certainly, the Torah uses the Lashon HaKiyah. But wherever using the Lashon HaKiyah will make you have to use more words, we use the shorter words. There's a special point to teach a person in the most concise manner. Yes, as all the Mefarshim point out, Rashi, the Remask of a Kol, the Torah, however, in a number of places, did say that language of Kia, even if it was longer, to teach us this lesson. But once this lesson has been established, we don't have to say, usually what we're going to prefer to use is the Derech Ketzara. The Derech Ketzara is the most important way of teaching our Talmidim. Ask the Gemara, Kalhecha, the Kadodi Ninu, Mishtai B'Lashin Kovid, for Recheves Yeshevs Kadodi Ninu. The word Recheves Yeshevs are the exact same amount of letters, V'Kama Recheves. So why? If we want to prefer to use Lashon HaKiyah, and there's no letters to gain otherwise, why don't we say Recheves? Answers the Gemara, Recheves, Ksiv. Recheves is Chaser. So it's one letter less than Yeshevis. So here we see that the Torah goes out of the way to use a Lashon HaKiyah. The Sefer Or HaTzofen explains this. He says, the Pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis, Elu told us Shemayim Va'oretz Bihi Borom. And the Medrash says, Behi Borom, Behei Borom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world out of one letter, the letter He. So what do we see from here? That from one letter, the whole world was created. And even though one letter has so much power in it, that the entire world was created from one letter, still the Torah goes out of the way to use extra letters to teach us the importance of Lashon HaKiyah. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Divrei Yisrael in Loyal Mishana Adam Talmid Derech Tzara, sometimes a person is in a situation that he's in a Derech Tzara, that he's in a tough bind. What should a person do when he's in a tough bind? Loyalim Yilmer Adam. He should learn. A person who has Divrei Torah to support him, a person who has Divrei Torah to support him will always end up okay. And as I saw from the Manastrishna Rebbe, he explains that in life, there's the Arucha Shikatsara and the Tsara Sherucha. Sometimes we think we're going the short path, but it's really the long path. Sometimes it's the long path, but really the short path. A person should always look for the Derech Ketzara. He should look at how he's best going to achieve his goal, his goal in life. And by being able to achieve his goal in life, that's what he's going to accomplish. That's how he will be accomplished. But then I saw from Rav Shach Tzitzar. Rav Shach said that when the Gemara says La'olam Yishana Adam L'Talmid Derech Tzara, is not only what the Gemara is teaching us, the way a person is supposed to teach and the way a person is supposed to learn Torah. But he says in general, a person when he speaks should be concise in his words. When you are concise in your words, you will be much more successful in conveying whatever you want to convey. Says the Gemara, since we're speaking about Lashon Nekiya, so says the Gemara, Hanitrei Talmidei D'Havi Yasri Kamei D'Rav. There were two Talmidim who were sitting by Rav. Charama, they were tired from sitting and learning. And Charama Shavisin HaShmatza, the Shia today caused me to be Kedava Acha Mesankin, like a worn out hog. Charama Shavisin HaShmatza Kedi Mesankin, like a worn out god. And the goat. And he didn't want, Rav did not want to speak to the person that compared himself to a chazer, a non kosher animal. And the Gemara gives another story. There were two Talmidim were sitting in front of Hillel. Chabinayu, Rav Yochim Mezakai. Vamalei, Kamei, the Rebbe, that the story happened in front of Rebbe. Chabinayu, Rav Yochan. When we cut the grapes, we have to be careful to use only tahor kalim. They moiskim, but when we cut olives, betara, we don't have to use only tahor diga kalim utensils. And the reason is as follows: we know that all fruits or vegetables are only mukshel kabel tuma if they got wet first. So when you cut grapes, you're going to very likely want that grape juice that oozes out from the grapes. And therefore, that's juice that you want. And since it's mashka that you want, it has the ability to be machshir those grape for Kabbalah's tumah. The olive, the whatever comes out when you have all the olives stacked in a keli, is not juice that you're looking for. And since they're not juice that you're looking for, therefore, the halach is that juice is not going to be machshel kabel tuma, and therefore you don't have to use a keli that's tahor. Amr and Uchad said this same halacha, but he said emnei ma'aboitzim b'tahara or moiskim b'tuma. He didn't say a moiskim b'tahara. He said moiskim b'tuma. Amr, when Hillel heard these two people making the same comment, Amr Muftach and Ibazah, the person who didn't want to use the word Tameh, he will be a Meir HaRab Yisrael. And indeed, says the Gemara, Lahay Yom Matim, it didn't take long, at Shahay Meir HaRab Yisrael, until he became a Meir HaRab Yisrael. A person who knows how to be careful in what he, in the way he speaks, has in him the ability to become a Meir HaRab Yisrael. Because a Paisik, explains the morale, has to be able to communicate his psak properly. And using the proper language is an indication that you are able to be a Paisik. And I saw the Ben Yoyad explains. The Pasik says, Ulahavdil ben atomei uben ator, the individual who knows how to differentiate in his speaking ben atomei and ator, not to use the word tomei, he will be the person ulahayrosis bnei Yisrael, that he will be worthy to be a paisik in klal Yisrael by having this mida in him. Hana talas kahanim, says the Gemara, there were three kahanim that had worked in the Beis Hamikdash. Chan Omar once said hagiyani, when they divided up the lechem aponim, we know every Shabbos they got the lechem aponim, I got the size kapul, the size of a small bean. Charama hegiani kezayis, I got the size of a kezayis. Charama hegiani kezav haltor, the size of a sheretz. But ka'achrof, they checked this person, on matzba shemes psul, they found that indeed he was a person that he is, that he was not a kosher kohen. Asked the Gemara, but why would they even check his yichus? V'tanan, the Mishnah Masechet Gedushin daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph teaches us ein baitkim in a mizbeach lamala. So we see a person who got a share in the Beis Hamikdash. He obviously is a fine yichus. says we're a loytay meshemetz pasul. Don't find he wasn't a problem with yichetz el shachetz pasul. He was a person that didn't behave properly. Normally, if we see a kohen who does the avoda, we need not be concerned. Here it was different. Shani hasam diu da arya nafshe. He, by speaking this way, showed that there's something wrong with him. Why? Why are you speaking this way? And as I saw a beautiful pshat from the Ben Ish Chai, he explains, why is our Gemara focused on the fact that he was the way the other two Kahanim spoke? The other two Kahanim aren't the part of our story. What the focus of our Gemara is, the person who spoke inappropriately, that he compared him to a Sheretz. So he explains, the Ben Yoyada, if there's no other way to express yourself, then we can't have an issue with a person who expresses himself that way. But what happened in our Gemara? There is another way to express yourself, as the other Kohanim indeed expressed themselves that way. So now the question is, if you could express yourself in a nice manner, why didn't you express yourself in a nice manner? And the fact that you didn't express yourself in the right manner is a proof that there's something wrong. We quoted the pasuk before, Lahavdil ben HaKodesh ben HaChol, or ben HaTamim ben HaTar, L'Hairus es B'nei Yisrael. Not only will you be Zaycha to be a Meir Rabbi Yisrael, but Yisrael comes to teach us that your psukim will be accepted, Yisrael. All over Klal Yisrael will your psak be accepted. So there's a very interesting tshuva, and the Shalos HaTshuvos, Beis Levi, Chelek Beis, Simon Beis. He says that the two Kahanim who spoke appropriately once said that he got the shear of a Kazayas, and once said he got the shear of a pull. So ask the Shalos HaTshuvos, Beis Levi, that we know that the shear achila, the shear that is considered the amount you're supposed to eat, B'chol HaTarakul, is a Kazayas. So how could they have given him a pull and be yotze the mitzvah achila with less than a kazayis? So the Beis Halevi makes a very important point. He says there's a difference when we speak about Karban Pesach and we speak about all other karbonis. By all other karbonis, there's an obligation for us to eat from the Karban Pesach. And if we eat less than a kazayis, it's not considered that we ate what we were supposed to eat. Whereas by all other kabbonis, there's no specific mitzvah to eat from the carbon. The mitzvah is that the carbon should be eaten up. The mitzvah is that the lechem upon him should be eaten up. It doesn't require that that you only yoytz the mitzvah if you ate a kazayis of the lechem upon him. All the Torah requests of us is that we should eat that the carbon Pesach, that the lechem upon him should be eaten up. And if even though I didn't eat a kazayis of it, it doesn't make a difference. Because as long as it was eaten up, that's enough. Another pshat that I saw some want to suggest, that they didn't give everybody, that maybe one kohen got a kazayis of the lechem upon him. So the mitzvah of achila with a kazayis was fulfilled by that kohen who ate a kazayis. And then the rest of the kahanim all got, then the rest of the kahanim all got just a small share that they should be able to say they were able to have something from the lechem upon him. Moreover, we know that the lechem upon him was divided on Shabbos partially between last week's mishmar, the mishmar that was going out, and the mishmar that was coming in. What do we see from here? We see from here that not everybody got the same amount, because there were some mishmaris that had more members. There were some mishmaris that had less members. And therefore we see that it wasn't necessarily given in an equal way. But we also see from our Gemara, and the Chavetz Chaim and the Sefer Likutei Halachos at the end of Masechta Menachos makes this point, that even if you have a kohen that is of fine yichus, but he doesn't behave the way a kohen is supposed to behave, such an individual is disqualified from doing the avoda. The Gemara brings another episode from which we see the power of speech and what speech can accomplish. Says the Gemara, who Amad was this Nochri, that have a solik for Ochel Pesach in Yerushalayim, that he went and ate from the Karm Pesach in Yerushalayim, even though the Torah says, V'kol ben neichel lo yoichel ba. V'ksiv, l'kol ben neichel lo yoichel ba. Akum may not eat it. Says, kol ara lo yoichel ba. And he's boasted by saying, Anokah chil mishufri shufri. I eat from the best part of the animal. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir told him, because Sofaloch mi'alyo, did they give you from the tail of the animal? Amalei loy. No, I got a regular piece of meat. I told him I'm a Jew, and I got a regular piece of meat. They never gave me from the tail. So they said, Kisalak lahosam. He told him, when you come back to Yerushalayim next year by Pesach, Eim lehu, please tell them, Sofli me'alyo, give me from the tail. Now that was a hint, because the tail of the Karm Pesach is actually burnt in the Mizbeach. Kisalak. And we said to them, Amalei me'alyo sofli, give me from the tail. If you bring a sheep, and I saw the Mefarshim explained that typically, even though you could use a goat or a sheep, for Karm Pesach, they usually use the sheep. Amalei, alya l'gvayasalka. We burned the alya. Amalei, man amalachachi. Who's the one that told you to ask for the tail? So he said, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Amalei, my head come on. They knew that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira knows that the tail of the Karm Pesach is burnt. There's something they're trying to send us a message. But Kubaskei, so they started checking this individual out. Vashkacha de Marahu, they was actually a Nokri, v'katlu, and they killed him. So his words are what caused him to end up getting killed. Shochle Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, so they sent the following message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Shalom lach Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, peace to you. That benetzivin, you're sitting in the tzivin, umetzadosu kapurus b'Yerushalayim, but your power, your influence, travels all the way to Yerushalayim. Of course, Tosfos asked the question, why didn't he himself go up to be Oyel Regel? Why was he in Netzivan? So Tosfos gives two terutzim. Either he was Ein Loi Karka, and the halacha is that somebody who Ein Loi Karka, somebody who doesn't own real estate, is not obligated to be Oyel Regel, or he was a very old man. And the old people, apart from a Oyel Regel, they can't make it. So I saw the Chassam Sofer says, that's pshat, what the Gemara says, Shalom Loch. They wished him that he should have Shleimus, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should help him, that he should be able to get wealthy and be able to afford Karka and be Mechuyiv in Aliyah Regel. He should be healthy and be able to go be Aliyah Regel. The Ben Yoyada says a beautiful pshat. He says, usually somebody in Eretz Yisrael has the ability to have influence in Chutz Laretz, because he has the schus of Eretz Yisrael helping him. What our Gemara is saying regarding Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, even though he was in Chutz Laretz, and usually somebody in Chutz Laretz doesn't have that kind of influence on Eretz Yisrael, says the Gemara, you so powerful, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that even when you're in Chutz Laretz, you have influence in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, the question is, why was this Akum Mechuyiv Misa? The Pasuk says that he got killed for trying to eat the Karm Pesach, which he's not supposed to eat. But why is he Mechuyiv Misa for that? So the Kesem Mishnah explains that, the Smag explains, the Torah, when it says, is speaking to the Akum, and it's saying that if you over the lav of eating Karm Pesach, you'll be Mechuyiv Misa. But others explain that he was mechuyev misa for gezel, for stealing. And gzela, stealing, is one of the zayin metz b'nei noyach. The akum may not steal either. And therefore, he was mechuyev misa for gezel, for trying to steal something that he wasn't entitled to.